Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 21st, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. As 2012 draws to a close and the new year approaches, we are mindful of a number of outstanding issues and disputes that have dominated our attention over the past several months. This week, we've reached an unprecedented settlement on a number of disputes that have been the center of attention and a big concern to flight attendants, and have successfully concluded another bid and award for voluntary furlough and a new partnership flying period. Discussions with in-flight management have produced results on the following issues. Our new contract provides for improvements in reserve vacation pay, sections 5D and 18K. Unfortunately, following the implementation of this improvement, management failed to properly apply the new vacation pay improvement for reserves. Specifically, the company reduced a reserve flight attendant's guarantee of 78 hours when a reserve had vacation in certain circumstances. In March of 2012, we filed an MEC grievance, that's 5-12, disputing the company's misinterpretation. In addition to the filing of this grievance, we continue to work to address our concerns through all avenues to achieve resolution to this dispute. This week, management agreed to resolve this outstanding dispute, and in-flight scheduling is now compiling the data necessary to issue checks for the back pay settlement to the affected flight attendants. By the time the automation is in place to correct the programming that reduced a reserve flight attendant's minimum guarantee, it is expected that the value of this reserve back pay will be approximately $1 million. For example, a reserve flight attendant on vacation in April 2012 upon the award of their line of flying showed a reduced minimum of 71 hours due to the company reducing their guarantee as a result of vacation. The company will restore that minimum to 78 hours and pay the 7 hours in a separate adjustment check as soon as possible. The end result will be the company will restore the reserve minimum to what it should have been from the beginning of the dispute, which began in April of 2012. We expect the automation to be in place to eliminate a reserve's minimum guarantee being reduced due to a vacation by the February schedule month. That will ensure a reserve's minimum will not be reduced below 78 as a result of vacation. Along with MEC 512, we also filed two additional grievances, MEC Grievance 612 related to the company not providing flight attendants a legal rest to or greater than for domestic duty period which exceeds 10 hours and 30 minutes. That's Sections 2T, 7J, 1E, and 7K. We also filed MEC 712, which deals with the company not providing flight attendants with appropriate legal rest at their next layover point of at least 16 hours when they exceed the 8.5 hours in a 24-hour period, Section 7D1. We have been successful in scheduling System Board of Adjustment dates for those cases, and they will proceed to the System Board of Adjustment in early spring. Also in the area of dispute resolution, we will be working with the company to reduce the number of outstanding grievances on file by utilizing the National Mediation Board's grievance mediation services beginning early next year. As the deadline approaches to order our new uniforms, there is another issue where we challenge the company's ability to have a common uniform. We have resolved that disagreement, and we will now share a common uniform with Continental and Continental Micronesia flight attendants. Additionally, we have been successful in getting the company to agree to extend a 25% discount for the uniform dress through June of 2013. With this resolution, it's important to remember that unifying under the world's leading flight attendant agreement is crucial as we continue to build our future together at the world's largest airline. It was in our collective interest to not allow a distraction from that goal as we remain focused on negotiating a successor contract to our current collective bargaining agreement that is industry-leading in compensation, work rules, and benefits. An outstanding grievance on such an issue such as a uniform has given rise to those who are of the misunderstanding that all flight attendant groups are not united in our pursuit of a new contract and further builds on the expressed desire to show unity. Some have demonstrated their desire to embrace change and unity through the exchange of ties and scarves. While sharing a common uniform is symbolic, real unity comes by uniting under the world's leading flight attendant agreement. In anticipation of new aircraft entering the fleet in 2013, we have been working with United on training and a number of logistical issues. United's new 737 aircraft are scheduled to be delivered in 2013, and we have worked with the company to determine the report times for these aircraft. These new replacement aircraft are being added to the United fleet in accordance with terms of our contract and related agreements. These new B-737 aircraft are similar in capacity and configuration to United's 757 fleet, and the report times will be consistent with that aircraft. The 737 aircraft will have a 1 hour and 15 minute report time at the home domicile and 1 hour and 5 minutes at the layover location. Additional details will be provided in the cover letter and key pages when these aircraft enter service. Additionally, beginning with the March 2013 schedule month, the start of duty for narrow-body aircraft for A319 and A320 will be extended by 5 minutes due to operational performance issues. Commencement of duty will be 1 hour and 5 minutes prior to departure at the home domicile and 50 minutes at the layover point. Yesterday, we confirmed that in accordance with the terms of our contract, the voluntary furlough and partnership program awards were finalized and posted. All eligible bids, which were submitted, were awarded voluntary furlough or partnership. There will be no involuntary furlough. United will continue to manage any current overage of flight attendants by offering other voluntary headcount mitigation programs, including discretionary time off through ANP, special leaves of absence, etc. All voluntary furloughs will commence March 2, 2013. Flight attendants awarded a voluntary furlough will receive a confirmation letter from the company at their permanent address on file with United. The letter will also contain information about United's checkout process. Partnerships will become effective for the period of March 2, 2013 through May 31, 2013. For further information and to learn how to place yourself on the partnership program waitlist, please visit the partnership program page on our website. We are all experiencing changes at work. Some of these changes are merger-related, redeployment of aircraft into different markets while running two separate in-flight operations. Other changes come as a result of our new contract that provides for increased productivity, fewer flight attendants doing more work. The changes have resulted in new experiences for all of us, including a return to serving reserve for some who have not done so in a long time. As contract changes take effect, we are also experiencing the annual shifts of reduced flying during specific seasons and times of the year. Does this mean we are shrinking? No. It is important to understand all of the moving parts within our schedules, identify what is really happening at our airline, and how it impacts our schedules. We have provided a comprehensive article on our website that reviews all of these points. On November 16, 2012, the Internal Revenue Service announced that qualified retirement plans would be able to make loans and hardship or unforeseeable emergency distributions to victims of Hurricane Sandy and members of their families who live or work in the disaster area. In addition, the 6-month suspension of contributions normally in effect for participants after taking a hardship distribution will not apply. In order to be eligible for this withdrawal, flight attendants must certify that your principal residence or your place of employment on October 26 was located in a covered Hurricane Sandy disaster area, or that you have a lineal ascendant or descendant, dependent or spouse, which had a principal residence or place of employment on October 26 that was located in a covered Hurricane Sandy disaster area, and you or your lineal ascendant or descendant, dependent or spouse, experienced a financial hardship caused by Hurricane Sandy. Also, to be eligible, you must have exhausted all reasonably available financial resources, including your spouse's financial resources, to meet this need. Please keep in mind the Internal Revenue Service may ask you to substantiate your reason for this withdrawal, and it will be your responsibility to properly account for this distribution on your income tax returns. For more information or to request a loan, please contact Fidelity Investments at 800-245-9034. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract. Building our future together.